Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. And Buck, man, it's been a long weekend. I'm not going to lie. It was a painful weekend at the Jeremiah household. I know it was a celebratory weekend for you. You're out traveling, doing a game. Got a lot going on. But, man, we're going to get to that one in just a second. But I do want to tell everybody, this is NFL kickoff week, so we're not going to get too stuck on college football. We're going to talk about some of the big college football games. We're going to get to the big Thursday night game, Rams-Bills. Have some fun with that one. And then you've got an awesome article up on impact rookies in each division, which we're going to hit on that as we go through the show. But, I mean, we have to start. We got to start. App State, North Carolina. We spent a whole show previewing this game. And I know there was some listeners, and you know who you are. You were like, wow, what is this? We don't care about this game. And lo and behold, what was the game of the weekend, Buck? The MTS Classic.
I didn't have an opportunity to really game because, one, I was coaching the Little League football game at the same time. So I'm tracking the game on my phone. And then I'm in the car driving to the airport and I'm listening to it on the radio. Now, the troubling part for me, the radio team was the Appalachian State team that was broadcasting. So everything was from that vantage point. So I'm listening. I get out the car, like, Carolina's down. Then they're up. Then they're up kind of big. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, just smooth sailing. Then it goes away to commercial because they're doing like this scoreboard report. So it's not just all App State, Carolina. So then the game is tied. So now I'm like driving to the airport trying to figure out like, well, what is going on? So Carolina goes up. They then – App State goes down the field. I hear about the 4th-and-11 penalty. The App State people are going nuts because they scored a touchdown. And they're like, you got to go for two. Go for two. So then I'm like, what is going on? And you can hear the disappointment in the voice because they're describing the play. They're like, he's wide open. Oh, my gosh. He fell down. He didn't get it. So, DJ, at that point, the game is 56-55.
Yeah.
The radio station cuts away from the game. Oh, no. So it's 31 seconds left, and it's like a kick. And so I'm like, well, I mean, they didn't come back to him. So I guess Carolina got the onside kick and that is it. So I call my dad and my dad is upset, fussing or whatever. I'm like, what's going on? He was like, well, the dog, maybe take the dog out. So I didn't see the end of the game. DJ, I see the final score and I'm like, what happened? What did I miss? So I don't know. Carolina won is great, but I have no idea what happened the last couple minutes.
You want to know what's so great about you telling that story is you just set the picture for where your day was. Okay. So we moved, as you know, we were up in the Temecula area. We moved back down to San Diego. So my daughter had a nail appointment and needed to go to the chiropractor but we had the appointments already scheduled up in Temecula. Okay. So I'm like, you know what? It's fine. I'll take her up there. So I'll just listen to the game on the radio on the way up there. Well, you must have been listening to like Sirius, like 80, where they bounce around to different games, I'm guessing.
Yeah, college football was on ESPN or whatever.
I found the broadcast of the game, but it was the Carolina broadcast. So you're listening to the App State broadcast. I'm suffering listening to your arrogant North Carolina broadcast about how every penalty that's ever been called is egregious and they're being held on every play. The whole thing. And but all college broadcasts are Homer broadcasts. I think that's kind of a lesson. But anyways, I got to listen to your Homer broadcast. So I get in the car. First of all, there's a text chain with all these guys. You know, all the guys that work on the draft.
Yeah.
So Buck, I can't learn my lesson. It's 21-7, right? So I watched that part of the game that I'm going to go pick up my daughter. She had a thing at school. Then we're going to drive up to Temecula. 21-7. I type in there. Butt kicking, like, oh, I literally said,
oh,
we're,
my God.
I said, Buck, I said, we're
I'm
fixing
glad I wasn't on that chain.
I said, we're fixing to run them out the gym. We're going to run them out the gym. And then, and then I get in my car, no lie. I get in my car up 14. When I take her to the nail appointment and drop her off, we're down 21. I was like, that was one heck of a drive. It would just completely collapse. So, anyways, so we do that. So then, I'm sitting in like a Rubio's like while she's doing her thing. I'm just watching the game on my phone. And, you know, the quarterback looks amazing. Like he's a good player. And I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. I just need to turn this off. So they're down big. All of a sudden they start coming back. We're at the chiropractor at this point in time. So they start coming back. And so I'm literally in the chiropractor's office. Like I got to turn this game on. And so the wildness ensues. Well, then they don't get the 2-point. And I'm watching the TV copy and look. You call games, I call games. I know there's going to be things that I'm sure there's a million things that we've missed calling games and mistakes that we've made. But Buck, I'm watching this TV copy and they're going for the onside kick and the guy catches it and I'm going, oh man. Then I see him run. I'm like, oh, let him go. Like, don't tackle him. This guy's actually going to score and extend the game. Like, what is he doing? And then the App State's running after him. I'm like, what are you? No, don't you tackle him at the 2-yard line. The game's over. Let this dude score. The broadcast never mentions one word about how dumb that was to not fall down with the ball. Never mentions a word. They're showing replays. Look at how they annihilated those guys on the front line. I'm like, you guys are missing the boat. Anyways, they go to kick the PAT. And the guy goes, this is a PAT. He's going to make it a 2-score game. And I'm looking. I'm like, I went to App State. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, this is going to make it. This is an 8-point game. Like, they're still alive. And Carolina got a 15-yard penalty. So they're going to have to kick. I'm like, there's so many things wrong here. And they pointed out none of them. I was like, how are they missing this? Anyways, so then they get it. They run the same 2-point play. I also saw criticism of that, which I was laughing because, like, if you were watching a Nebraska game, right, in the 90s, mm-hmm. and that would be like saying, oh, Nebraska ran the triple option 2 plays in a row. Like, that's what those offenses are. It's literally a zone read. So that's option 1. Quarterback can keep it, option 2, and the guy in the flat is option 3.
Flip. Yeah.
Yeah. You can run that play 10 times in a row. I don't care. You got 3 different plays within one play. And I was like, you really criticizing that? Like, it was, anyways, I was frustrated with the broadcast.
So the funny thing. So one about the broadcast. So it wasn't the normal broadcasters on the broadcast. So it was Jones Angels, who's the normal play-by-play guy. But the guy who was on the color is a guy named Joey Yock. Yock was a receiver that played beside me when I played.
Oh, he was good. He was screaming. He was all over his play-by-play guy. He was jumping all over.
So he's 2 years older than me. His dad is a famous coach in the CFL in 80 and all that. And so he was living in that because I heard, had a chance to hear him, but I didn't know who was on the call because Brian
Is he related to Jim Yock? Is he related to Jim Yock?
Oh, yeah, that's his brother. That's his younger brother.
I did not know that. I got to text Jim and tell him I got to give him crap about that. I didn't realize his brother.
Yeah, that's Jim's younger brother. So I'm like, who's on the call? Like, who is this? This is not Brian Simmons. Like, who is this? Because he's saying, oh, don't go for it. Don't go for it. He's doing all these things. I was like, what are we talking about? We're trying to put the game away. Like, yes, you go for two. Like, this is what you do. And all of this stuff. And so I don't know who's on the App State call, but
yeah,
the color guy was just like, oh my God.
Emotional.
This thing. And it's
emotional.
Very emotional. It's very emotional. The ebbs and flows, and it's a mountaineer day. And so then I'm trying to figure out what happened on 4th and 11 on the penalty, right? Because App State, the penalty comes up. Yes, yes. Yeah. First,
it was a very questionable. It was a questionable call. I'll leave that one. That was a questionable call. I'll give you that one. A questionable.
But the bigger lesson that I've learned, not only the App State game, but in college football and all these things. DJ, more games are lost than won.
Yeah.
Like, if you can just teach your team to not give the game away, you'll win games. Because I'm watching the App State Carolina game. I watched the Notre Dame LSU Florida State.
Yeah.
Florida State is down there, and you're like, Greg McElroy is like, let them score. But then the defense for me is like, no, as long as you got to play, you got a chance. And then they run the toss sweep, and he puts it on the ground. And you're just like, you know what?
Why of all plays, by the way, why are you doing that?
Like, college football is so great because you're living and dying on 18 to 22-year-olds. And you just don't know what is going to happen. It's unbelievable. Just an unbelievable weekend.
Yeah. Let's get to some of these other games here quickly. I mean, I think I even said it on here. I thought, you know what? Oregon, they've really recruited well on the offense and defensive line. And Georgia lost all those dudes, mm-hmm. but a couple points on that. Number one, I think we talked about it last year. You could arguably Georgia's top two or three players came back, and fully understanding they had the number one pick in the draft, 5 first rounders. Jalen Carter is a freak show. Now you're seeing the abundance of tight ends, not just Bowers. You got Washington. They've got so
Holy
many dudes,
smokes.
Buck. They're
who
everywhere.
Who is number zero?
Oh, like, I know. He's enormous.
I mean, my gosh. Like, DJ, it's almost like watching high school football down here in California, right? So you look at all the little neighborhood teams. You're like, oh, look at this cute little high school teams. And then I happen to catch Mater Dei and Corona Centennial, or I see St. John's Bosco and Bishop Amat, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a different – like, that doesn't
that's
even look
sport.
Like
that's
I don't
a
know.
Different sport.
Looking at Alabama and Georgia, it's like, oh, look at all the little cute college football teams. And then you see them, and you're like, look at those monsters.
Yeah. Just bullying them. But you know what I was thinking about, and it's an interesting lesson, and I guess probably goes to some of those top high school teams as well. And I'd love to know your thoughts on this as a head coach, high school head coach. I feel like the time of, you know, you got your starters and they're going to play the whole game, and then some, you know, in high school, some of those kids are going to go both ways, and then you got some of your backups, like. And these colleges, and I think somebody said it after the USC game against Rice that they did a much better job of rolling guys through. Like, with the transfer portal and keeping players engaged, Mac Brown talked about it when we talked to him last week, Buck. You've got to play a lot of dudes. You got to roll them through. Like, and I think Georgia is, you know, remember last year we would talk about, oh, this, you know, they don't have this player doesn't have that many sacks, or this player doesn't have that many. And I'm like, yeah, they're playing 30 guys on defense. Like, they're rolling all these guys through. And what happens is there's no drop off from year to year because you always have experienced guys on the field.
That is the number one thing. Like, the days of the Iron Men where guys are playing all the snaps, you can't
Silly.
Do that. And, you know, it's funny. I don't know if you remember this, but you remember when Chip Kelly was at Oregon and they would do the hockey line shifts? They literally would sub out their entire defense and the second team would run on. Like, this is when Chip Kelly had Oregon rolling. He was kind of at the front end of that movement saying that, oh, no, you got to play a bunch of guys, not only to keep guys fresh, but to develop the experience and build the depth behind your team. You're now seeing that is such a wise strategy because Georgia rolls out. And, look, I know it's only one game, but I'm looking at them like they might be better than the team they had last year.
Yeah, like, offensively, for sure.
It's ridiculous. The amount of talent that they have. And Stetson Bennis was throwing it all over the yard. They were doing whatever they wanted to do offensively. Defensively, they just have monsters. all over the field. And I mean, I love college football, but when you look at Georgia, you just like, man, you just have to have a different team. Maybe you can catch them on a bad day, but it's not only the talent, it's the depth of talent.
Yeah.
Like, they've stacked them on top of one another. That I like the little engine that could strategies, but if you don't have like a collection of talent to go with them over time, over the course of a 60-minute game, they just wear you down.
Yeah, but think about, like, you know, there's years and go back where it'd be like, oh man, if this guy gets hurt, you know, this receiver goes down, this running back goes down, this defensive lineman goes down. Like, you don't even know that they're not there because they're rolling so many guys through and they're all so talented and they're all getting experience and you're keeping them from transferring. Like, it's just a different deal, man. They're just collecting talent and they're using them. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting takeaway there. Florida quarterback had to be one of the biggest stories of the weekend. That's a bad dude, man.
So, DJ, so it's always funny because, you know, our guy, friend of the program, Bruce Feldman, does a great job of keeping up with, like, generation next, who's on the freak list or whatever. And so common that you find a wide receiver on that list, but lo and behold, Anthony Richardson is there. And so Bruce talking about being a rare athlete. So we'll just put this out there. Just as a scout, if you close your eyes and I read off these numbers, he automatically goes to the top of the charts. 6'4", 238 pounds with only 10% body fat. Runs a 4.4 40, and they say he can throw a football 75 yards. He power cleans 325 pounds, and he squats 500. So DJ, just on that alone, just on those numbers alone, you're already intrigued and saying, oh, well, we have to do it. But now when you watch him play and you see the plays that he's making with his arm and his feet and how strong he is and all of this superhero stuff that he's doing, now you're like, oh, this is a problem. He is going to be a problem for people because he's big, fast, and physical. He can throw it out the stadium, and he appears to know how to play the position. Oh, we might have to add another player to the mix when we talk about some of these top quarterbacks. And so it was exciting to watch him play. He put on a show. He dazzled down in the swamp. I think he certainly put the rest of the draft world on notice that there are a couple more guys in this mix that we have to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, look, Bryce Young was incredible, but I mean, we've talked about that one. I've said it. He's Aaron Rodgers if you left him in the dryer too long. That was my comp for Bryce Young. He's an unbelievable player. But you know how it is when you get into the spring and you see that dude next to Bryce, like those are two different dynamics. And you have in your head Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. And even though Mahomes isn't tall, he's a big, strong dude. Like this is different, you know. It's just going to look a little bit different when you see that. So that's going to be a fascinating evaluation as we work towards draft season. Real quick, Buck, before we take a quick break here, Ohio State, Notre Dame, kind of a slog. I thought, you know, we might see a little more explosiveness. I thought Ohio State was kind of almost content to say, okay, we'll just kind of grind through this and get out of here with the win. Notre Dame, Coach Freeman, they had those guys ready to play. They were physical. But you know, at the end of the day, just kind of one of those games, just kind of, they hung in there, but Ohio State, you felt like was the better football team.
Yeah, you felt like it was a better football team. I think we were surprised, though, because you expected Ohio State's offense to pick up where they left off the last time we saw them, where they were throwing the ball all over the yard, and it was an explosion. We didn't see that. I thought C.J. Stroud played – it was solid. I thought it was a solid overall performance in those things, but it wasn't what we anticipated in terms of like the bright lights and the fireworks that we have seen from this offense in the past. I'm sure they'll eventually get to that, but in this game, you just didn't see it. So – I guess it left you wanting more. And then when you think about his play and you watch Richardson and those guys light it up, he just kind of goes to the back pages because it wasn't one of those A-level performances that we're accustomed to seeing from C.J. Stroud.
Yep. You know, we'll see. He's got a lot of time left, a lot of year left. See if he can put together some big games. I'm sure he will with all the weapons he's got. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to look forward to this Thursday night game, Bills and Rams. And because we always focus on the draft, we're going to draft these guys. We'll take both those rosters, put them in a pool, and we're going to pick each come away with five players and see what it looks like. We'll be back right after this.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Buck, we've got it. We've made it. We have Thursday Night Football coming up here in just a couple days here. We've got the Bills and their high-flying offense and their new additions on defense going to take on the Rams, the defending Super Bowl champs. So instead of just previewing the game, you know, I like this offense, that defense, this position group, I thought we could have a little draft here because there are so many talented players littered on these two rosters. So I thought let's just kind of go back and forth. We'll do 10 picks. So basically this is us saying these are the top 10 players in this game, and we can kind of just go alternate. I'm gonna give you the first pick. I already know who. I'm going to write it down. I already know who you're picking. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah? I don't know if you know because I'm going to take the quarterback. You always got to start with the quarterback. I'm going to take Josh Allen. I didn't know. Like maybe you thought I would take Aaron Donald because I love defense, but no. Josh Allen right now has an opportunity to really send his status through the stratosphere in terms of people recognizing how talented he is. When you look at Josh Allen and what he's been able to do early in the league, this is a dominant playmaker at the position. You know, he's even better than I ever could have predicted he would be coming out of Wyoming. Big, fast, and physical, has really been a great playmaker with his legs and displaying his arm. But I think the thing that's been most impressive the way that he has developed into a very consistent playmaker from the pocket, he's the real deal. He is now what everybody wants in the quarterback position, someone who can make plays in a variety of ways and knows how to get it done week after week.
So the best way I can describe Josh Allen is everybody, you know, our age, Buck, we used to play with the Nerf turbos. Remember those footballs with the little tail on the end? Josh Allen is basically playing with a Nerf turbo, and he's out at the park, and he's the eighth grader, and none of his friends made it, and it's a bunch of third and fourth graders. So he's an eighth grader playing against third and fourth graders with a Nerf turbo, and he can do whatever he wants. So yeah, it's not fair.
Look, he is. I said this when he was coming out, that I thought that the Buffalo Bills coaching staff would envision him being able to do some of the Cam Newton stuff, but he's done that to a higher degree in terms of as a passer. Yeah. I mean, he has been able to give you everything that you wanted to see as a runner, plus the development that he has made as a passer. This is a guy that is terrific. He is a five-star playmaker. That's why he should go first in this draft.
Yep, I agree with you. You got to go with the quarterback. I'm gonna know that I have the option to get the other quarterback a little bit later on in the draft, so I'm going to go with Aaron Donald with my first pick. I mean, I'm going to take the best defensive player in football, and has been that for, gosh, what, 7-8 years? He's just been unbelievable. And somebody that can take over the game at any point in time. We saw it in the Super Bowl. He's a closer. We always mention the importance of good teams having somebody that can put games away. That's a reason why, you know, the Buffalo Bills went out and got his teammate last year in Von Miller trying to put games away. But nobody does it better than this guy. And the fact that you can line him up anywhere on the front, you can find the matchup that you want. You've got a tomato can at guard, you're going to have to deal with Aaron Donald all game long. So he'd be my first pick, the best defensive player in football, Aaron Donald.
Yeah, best defensive player in football, very disruptive and dynamic at the point of attack. You're right, it's hard to find interior pass rushes that can get it done like he's able to do it, but he's one of the best. And look, we're old school scouts, so I'm going to stick to the traditional model of being a champion, building a championship team. So you took the quarterback, you got the pass rusher. So now I'm going to go and get Jalen Ramsey as the cover corner. Yeah. Because if we think about what you want to do when you're building an elite team, you want to be able to make sure that your team is built to defend the pass. And there's Jalen Ramsey, who is a corner, still the best corner in football, who also gives you the versatility to do a bunch of other things. We've seen him play the star position. We've seen him play out wide. Still has the ability to snuff out elite receivers on the back end, but also is a guy that's very active in the running game. To me, he's the decathlete that you want at the position, which is why I'm taking him with my second pick.
Yeah, he's as good as it gets. I mean, it's interesting about this game. You can make a case, a strong one. Josh Allen, you know, is the best quarterback in the NFL. That's an argument you can make. You can talk about Aaron Donald being the best overall defensive player in the league. You can talk about Jalen Ramsey being the best defensive back in the league. And now we get to my next pick, and you can go Cooper Kupp, who's in the argument to be the best receiver in the league. So I'll go with Cooper Kupp. This is a star team, star-driven team. I know, you know, I guess if you're trying to be critical of Cooper Kupp, people say, oh, you know, with the system and they use him inside and they can get him on linebackers. And I'm like, yeah, I can show you a lot of video of him cooking corners, safeties, linebackers. It doesn't matter. Come one, come all. You can all get it from Cooper Kupp. So I'm going to go Cooper Kupp with my second pick.
Okay, so we're thinking the same thing because he's an outstanding playmaker. You can move him around, use him as a chess piece in that offense, and he's been able to thrive. I'm going to go and take a receiver, Stephon Diggs, for Buffalo, because I believe he has helped Josh Allen go from good to great during his time at Buffalo. And in Stephon Diggs, you're getting a guy who is an outstanding route runner, a guy who just, you talk about cooking guys on the perimeter. Every time he lines up in one-on-one situations, if you're the offensive coordinator, you're just yelling out barbecue chicken, because that's what's going to happen when number 14 gets you. He is going to put you on the skewer. He's going to wear you out. He does it time and time again. It's one of the reasons why I love watching this connection between Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, because I know I'm going to see a lot of touchdowns heading that direction.
Yeah, no, he's a stud, pure route runner. You talk about releases as good as there is. All right, my next pick here, I might surprise you a little bit with this one, but I love this guy coming into the draft, and I think he's such a unique body type at his position. I think he's an asset you can really use in today's game. So I'm going to go Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker from Buffalo, with my next pick. So you get that size and that length and that ability to run and chase and make plays, the range. I just think it's such a benefit having somebody with that type of length in the middle of the field, and I think it'll come into play in this game too. So I'm going to go Tremaine Edmonds with my third pick.
Okay, so now with my fourth pick, what I'm going to do is not, I've already asked the commissioner about this, and he said that I can do this. So I him, Micah Hyde, and Jordan Poyer with my
you get a package
because I want the best. I get the package deal. So I get the combo meal. I get the best safety tandem in the National Football League because these guys are yin and yang. The way they communicate, the way they cover each other in the back end. I don't know if you can find a better pair of safeties in the National Football League, whereas playing the ball or coming down in the box and smacking people, whether it's making big plays because you have great instincts, awareness, and ball skills, these guys can do it all. So give me Hyde and Poyer. I'll take those to kind of round out my little roster.
All right. I'm going to come back with the – I'm going to save the quarterback for my last pick because you went quarterback one, so I can save my quarterback, and I'll get Stafford. He would have gone much higher in this if we were doing this authentically. But, okay, I like your combo platter there, but I'm going to go – I'm going to go with the veteran. I'm going to go with the biggest, one of the biggest moves of the offseason, switching teams from these two teams. So I'm going to go Von Miller with my next pick. Again, I don't know how much we're going to see him snap-wise during the regular season, Buck. I think this game will be a nice coming-out party for him, but managing him, load management throughout the year, just get him to the playoffs and let this veteran take over games like we know he can. Von Miller is still an elite, elite player.
Yeah, very much an elite player. And we've seen the way that he's been able to help his teams close out games. He gets his second Super Bowl last year because he played his best football in the playoffs. And it's one of the reasons why the Rams were able to hang up the banner in SoFi. So I get the bonus pick. I guess I get another guy. And because it's a passing league, yeah, I'm going to take Allen Robinson for the LA Rams. It is amazing how many stars that we have rattled off on these two teams.
The stars on these teams.
How many stars on the Rams? Like Allen Robinson as your number two receiver when he would be a dominant number one receiver anywhere else. Man, what a win for the LA Rams. I like what Les Snead and Sean McVay have done in terms of, hey, we're just going to get stars. Our best guys are better than your best guys. I kind of like it because it's an LA thing. You know, when you look at the Rams and the Dodgers, you just go get the best players and you win a lot of games, and it's a lot of fun for your fans.
Oh man, you had to sneak the Dodgers line in there.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm gonna be in the same position I'm in every postseason, which is who's your favorite team? ABD, anybody but the Dodgers. That's my favorite team once we get to the postseason.
What did I say? I just like star power.
Unbelievable. All right, I'm gonna go Matthew Stafford. I tipped my hand there. Obvious, he's the other quarterback. He's an elite, elite passer. You saw it in the Super Bowl throwing no lookers. To me, I think he might be the best combination of arm strength and touch. We have guys with big-time arms. We have guys with outstanding touch. But I think his ability to layer the football is as good as anybody in the league, just a purely natural thrower. Had a little arm injury, but Coach McVay said he's confident. He'll be fine. If he needs to throw it 50 times, he'll throw it 50 times. And, Buck, they might need to throw it 50 times in this opener, so we'll see. But this is a great exercise just to show you overall how much talent are on these two rosters. So to summarize it here, you got Josh Allen, Jalen Ramsey, Stephon Diggs. You got the safety platter of Hyde and Poyer, and then you got Allen Robinson loaded. That's five. Those six great players with the bonus pick. I've got Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Tremaine Edmonds, Von Miller, Matthew Stafford. They're stars in this game, man. Absolutely, they're stars.
It really speaks to when you're building a championship team, how important it is to have blue chip players. We've talked about the number. The magic number is anywhere from 8 to 12. 8 to 12 stars are needed on your team to really compete at a championship level. So when you're looking at this game is kind of like the litmus test for your team to be able to look and see, does my team have enough firepower to deal with these two teams? Because the one thing that we know, each of these teams is going to be a viable contender in their conference, and you're probably going to have to go through them to get to the Super Bowl.
Yep. No, if it's turning into a star league, and the Rams have shown that it is, you won't find bigger stars than these two teams, what they're going to put out on that field Thursday night, SoFi Stadium. Can't wait to watch this one. Hope you guys are looking forward to it as much as we are. And, Buck, you did some work here looking at rookies, AFC, NFC. You went division by division. And these are impactful guys. So guys you think not only going to get on the field but going to make a big impact for their teams. I want to rattle off the names that you had in the AFC, these four guys, and then I want you to tell me which one you're most excited about. So you've got one per division. Now I'm going to make you narrow it down to one per conference of who you're most bullish on here. So AFC East, you've got Kyir Elam, big corner, big, fast, athletic corner with the Buffalo Bills. The North, you can never go wrong when you have an offensive lineman from Iowa, Tyler Linderbaum with the Ravens, center. The South, you have Colts safety Nick Cross, big-time athlete, big-time speed. I thought they were a tremendous value pick with him. And then the AFC West, the Chiefs, and somebody we talked a lot about in the run-up to the draft, George Karlaftis out of Purdue, who's going to plug and play for them on the edge. So those are the guys in the AFC, Buck. Let me get your thoughts on, of those guys, of those four, if you had to pick one, who would it be?
Tyler Linderbaum from the Baltimore Ravens. And the reason why is because he's a pivot. He touches the ball every play, and they have had problems with the snaps the last couple of years. Well, now you get a guy who is a technician, a guy who does a great job of moving and getting to the next level. You put him in front of Lamar Jackson with a running game that is going to challenge you in a variety of different ways. I love it. I love the marriage between Linderbaum and the Ravens because I think he's not only a scheme fit, I think he's a cultural fit in terms of his toughness and tenacity. I'm excited to see what the Ravens do because I think they are one of the teams that bounces back in a major way. Linderbaum is going to lead this offense, and it's going to be really, really impressive to watch him at the point of attack.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with what they want to do with this run game and really, really get, you know, they can get lateral and then they can also let him climb and get up vertical. There's a skill set he possesses that's going to match up very well with the way that they want to play. So I think that's a great fit. Obviously, we talked about it when he was drafted there. During my time there, when Marshall Yanda was picked, going to be a Hall of Famer out of Iowa. They know what they're getting with their relationship with Kirk Ferentz, who used to coach with all these guys in that organization. Ozzie knows very well. So you can't go wrong with an Iowa lineman. Let's flip it over to the NFC. So we've got NFC East. How about this one? Tyler Smith, which will be fascinating. Left tackle right now. We'll see, though. You know, Jason Peters comes on board. Count me as a little skeptical on how that's going to work out, by the way. 40-year-old offensive lineman. Let's see how he holds up. Anyway, so we'll see if he's going to stay at left tackle. Peters gets in the lineup, maybe kicks back inside to guard, but he's going to play. The Packers, Quay Walker, very talented linebacker out of Georgia. I saw Chris Olave live last week with the Chargers there in the preseason. There he's with the Saints, and man, he looks great. Going to fit right in there with Jameson. And then now you go NFC West, Drake Jackson with the Niners out of USC, somebody that almost got kind of labeled as an underachiever after some early success for the Trojans, but man, he has looked great in the preseason with the Niners. So of those four, Buck, you're most bullish on who?
I'm going right there with your guy. Fight on. Mr. Fight on, Drake Jackson. When you hear Trent Williams describe Drake Jackson as special, and you know how good Trent Williams is on a daily basis as an all-pro tackle, it perks your ears up. This is a guy who people talk about him being an underachiever at SC. Well, the one thing that stands out to me is when he played the right position with his hand in the dirt, he's an impactful, disruptive force. He's gotten with San Francisco where he gets a chance to watch Nick Bosa go to work every day. I'm sure he's stolen some of the tactics. And this team is going to get after the passer. I think Drake Jackson is going to be one of these guys that we talk about at the end of the year, vying for defensive rookie of the year honors. He is going to be a sack master because it's going to be teed up for him to get to the quarterback often. I think he's going to have a lot of success playing opposite Nick Bosa.
Yeah, big time burst and takeoff, right? So burst being able to get off the ball, takeoff actually being able to cover some ground. He can really get out there and go. So I'm excited to see him properly used, to be quite honest with you. I don't know that was always the case there at USC. So big things expected for him. If you want to see the rest of that list and read in-depth Bucky's take on those guys, go to NFL.com/Bucky Brooks and you can find it there. All right, that's going to do it for us today. I want to encourage you guys, all of our content, you got the NFL's YouTube channel, you got NFL.com, you got the NFL app. You can check out the NFL channel, a 24/7 live stream of all your favorite shows, classic game broadcasts, and NFL programming. Visit NFL.com/NFL channel or find it on your favorite streaming platform, including Pluto TV, Peacock, Tubi, Vizio, and more. That's going to do it for us today. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show. It's been great to hang with Buck, and we are going to be back here in a couple days as the NFL season is finally here. It's the best time of year to be with us here on Move the Six. All right, that's going to do it. I appreciate Nabil and all his hard work, and we'll see you next time right here on Move the Six. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.